That's good. The Marty Shugo Show. Year in review. Are we ready?
Yes.
I just choked on a bit of spit. I'm ready now.
You are?
You're good.
Yeah.
Sorry, I spat in your mouth.
It was a big year on the Marty Shugold Show. A
lot of bums slapping.
First off, we learnt everyone's names.
From CD, who gets in touch with us on the text line. He says, g'day golden cags, got no cags, power cags, 9-inch cags, flappy cags, finger cags, cags with the COVID numbers and the new cags.
You, Clara. You're the new cags.
Yes. Questions?
Who's got no cags?
Lauren. Me!
Oh, man.
I mean, Lauren's so sorry.
God, let me draw us a diagram.
No, I'm power cags.
Oh. Freaking cags. That's you, GC.
And then what Marty loved.
I love a cocktail frankfurt.
I love a mutually agreed decision.
I love biscuits.
I love camping.
I love cheese.
Yes.
I love footy.
I love giving away money.
I love nodding at people I've never met.
I love old people.
I love the phrase laying pipe.
I love tramps.
I love rulers too, Anna, in other countries.
Now, the one thing we all loved was quizzes.
So basically, Troy, you play grabs and then... Lauren, Will and I. I forgot who I was working with.
Now, producer Will won all the time.
Oh, Will! Oh,
you got it.
He always wins.
Will's won another game.
Again.
You just
and we figured out how.
I was speaking to Mark, and he had a suggestion for our game. Will was very adamant about the answer.
I was so sure. I reckon Hurt, his cover, the 9-inch nails cover first.
No way, man.
Absolutely not.
Mark has since got back in touch with me and has told me that he gave Will the tip off.
Will.
I may have chatted to Mark.
You've got the new nickname now, 9-inch Willy, which I think sits well with you, by all reports.
Sandpaper Will.
Sandpaper Will is another one of yours.
And that wasn't the only thing the quiz uncovered.
Here she goes.
Question
Lauren's
one.
Alter ego, yeah. Patricia.
Well, he couldn't just say Switzerland. He should have to elaborate and say cities in Switzerland.
Open the gates.
Give him the point then. Right. See, if I was Will, I'd complain about that rule, but I'm not Will, so I'm not going to complain.
No. Terrible rule.
Yeah, and I don't hear you complaining. This is what I mean.
I'm not complaining.
Exactly.
You are complaining.
No, I'm saying that... Oh, never mind.
Yeah. All right, next
you never
question.
Complain when it affects
the
you.
The ladies
well.
Are fighting.
I wasn't done. Damn it.
And speaking of people...
Will?
Hello.
Stubbledycook.
Stubbledycook.
Reading of that.
Will has a friend, a very good friend, in a man called Stubbledycook.
Yeah.
Who's a swimmer. Stubbledycook's a friend of mine on Facebook.
Wait, no, he's not. I made a mistake.
Doesn't make any sense to anyone.
We were watching Stubbledycook this morning on the telly, and Will goes, I think you'll find it Stubbledycook. I went to school with him.
You're hardly the king of names.
Names are not my strength, but reading is. Well, Stubbledycook. Cook. Cook.
Oh, my God.
Pardon me.
Stubbledycook.
Stubbledycook.
You're so good with names, man.
And what's next?
Daddy, daddy, daddy.
Oh, Lenny.
All of a sudden, Lauren has sat up.
Remember when Lenny Kravitz's pants split?
Lauren remembers it.
I don't, but I'm Googling.
Oh, please. My God.
That's what I'm talking about. Lenny. Oh, Matt's just seen it too.
Matt, leave some oxygen in the room for the rest of us.
Yeah, from memory, there's a piercing involved there at some point.
Looks
as
like
well.
At the top.
Yeah, a little bit of a Prince Albert, perhaps. Or a Sir Tom Moore, as they're calling it now.
Only if it's raised money.
Oh, I've got a snort.
Got your gift going?
Yeah.
Lenny Kravitz
eating a
gift.
Banana at the same time.
Yeah, I know. I can see. I've never seen anyone with more banana in their mouth than you. Obviously, I'm lying.
And speaking of bananas...
I once put a banana in the VCR.
Is that a euphemism?
Yes.
He's done that in the office here.
Once put a banana in the VCR. What was her like?
Now, across the year, we may have had some trouble speaking.
The store manager asks why she's not wearing a mask, and the woman aggressively takes a paper... And Jordan's will be verif...
God, your brain actually... actually glitched.
We organise an astrological...
Yes, it's hard.
An astrological...
Don't you try it.
Marty, how you doing?
I'm never...
Fish, a fisk.
No, that was a mess. That was
really pulled out the thesaurus.
Have another go at that, Will.
And fish. And they told him to...
And our winner is going to score a 200...
Oh, my goodness.
A Harvey Norman voucher. Let's just say that.
All right. You don't need to be a paramedic.
Oh, my God. What year did Yoko Ono release this version of Imagine? What year did Julia Gillard become Australia's first female Prime Minister?
She lost an election to Tony Abbott in 2010.
That's Lauren had a brain explosion like a child.
That's unbelievable.
He then sent Joe a letter saying, I'm a retired cop, philanthropist,
okay,
and I want to get you off. Wait.
Would you like to rephrase that?
I almost got my head stuck between the railings on our patio at home once.
Oh, yeah. But you get it in. You've got to get it out. Yes, maybe spoke about a word that I couldn't say and I couldn't remember what the word was. Mm. Today I remembered because it was on a sheet. Mm. It's... Familiarity.
Yes, familiarity.
Familiarity.
It's a tough one. It's got a lot going on in your mouth.
It is hard.
But we always managed to explain the big stories.
Look at it, though. I mean, it's hard to describe.
Yeah, 50 centimetres long.
Is it? Where are you getting that?
In the middle, the part that's bold and highlighted. The only bit you miss.
Why isn't netball?
It's ridiculous.
Netball's in the comm games,
isn't
it? It's
one of
the most common games played, I reckon.
Do they play netball in America?
I think a bit of the Caribbean might play a bit of netball as well.
Yeah, they do. Oh, yeah. Jamaica.
Good beaches there.
Netball, we're talking about.
Oh.
So as we come to the end of 2021...
You know what we need? You and I need a little weekend away camping together.
Oh, no thanks.
And make plans for 2022.
Troy's going to come, I can feel it.
Yeah. Wait.
Wow. Are you happy with the words that came out of your mouth then?
That's how we play three-way.
Hang on, mate. You can't say Troy's going to come, I can feel it, and then expect the show to continue as normal.
He's going to come with a wet sail.
Actually.
Well, if that's what you're calling
it. Actually on
first time this year I'm speechless.
Just remember this.
You can put a thumb in my...
mouth.
Imagine all the people. Catch you next year on the Marty Shegold Show.
Stop. It's over.
There's a full stop right there.
That's that.
Yep.
All right, I'll just press the button then. Bye.
Rubber band.
I think Papi means daddy.
There's a rubber band that plays tunes out of tune.
Papi, daddy.
In the library garden Sunday afternoon.
Daddy. Papi.
While a little chappy waves a golden wand.
Daddy.
Rubber band. In 1910 I was so handsome and so strong. My moustache was stiffly waxed and 1 foot long. And I loved a girl while you played tea time tunes.